Podcasts.
Welcome to the Preview Podcast. At Preview, you will find first-class photographers and stylists, as well as the latest editorials and insights from the photo industry. In our podcast, we talk to photography world insiders to take a look behind the scenes. Our guest today is Dominik Wimmer, born in Munich, where he has been working as bookings director at Condé Nast's Glamour magazine for about 4 years now. Hi, Dominik.
Hey, Sarah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Let's properly set the stage. Can you explain what a typical workday at Glamour magazine looks like for you? And what exactly is the role of a bookings director?
Sure, definitely. Actually, I don't have a typical working day because every day is very different at Condé Nast. But mostly I'm sitting in meetings and discuss the next fashion or beauty shootings. That's what I'm mostly doing. And as a bookings director, you are in charge for every cover, fashion or beauty shooting in the magazine. This means you choose the photographers, models, stylists and hair and makeup teams.
So let's say there is a shooting you have to plan. Where do you start? How does it go from A to Z?
Yes. The first thing is to decide whether it's a fashion or is it a beauty shooting, because normally not every photographer is able to do beauty or fashion shootings. So, and after that, I'm starting my research, which photographer could be the right one for this specific shooting. As soon as I found the right photographer, I'm getting in touch with the photographer directly or with the agency if they have some. A big thing is also, as a booking director, to deal with budgets and deadlines, which I hate as much as I can, actually. I'm not a budget person, to be honest. If we all agree to the budget, it's time to find a date and the team who the photographer and I would like to work with. Yeah.
And what probably interests our listeners here the most, how do you choose which photographer to work with? What are you looking for in a photographer?
First of all, Sarah, for me, it's sometimes super hard to decide. There's so many good photographers out there. I'm in the lucky position to try as many photographers as possible, which is good for me. It's hard to say why I finally chose a photographer. Sometimes I know them in person. Sometimes they have been there for a go-see at Condé Nast, or sometimes I just like the webpage. But let me tell you one thing, which is super important for me to put a photographer in my photographer's pool. If your first 2 to 3 images don't catch me on your webpage or Instagram, I'm definitely out.
Okay, that's good to know, I guess. But is there, what is catchy for you? What grabs your attention?
I can't explain, actually. Sometimes it comes from my heart if something catches me. But the good thing about this industry is because we all know each other quite well. And if a good friend of mine tells me, hey, Dominik, this is a really great young photographer upcoming, you should have a look into his webpage. Mm. Of course, it's quite risky to shoot with new talents and young photographers, but this is something I really like.
Yeah, that's actually one of my other questions. For a magazine like Glamour that is established in a way, how much room is there for testing young talent?
There's a lot of room for young talents because I think the time has changed quite a lot because you have Instagram, you have all the different channels, the web pages and Pinterest and stuff. So there's a lot of space for young talents to show us, like as booking director as I am, to show us the work they do. It's not only if you don't have an agency you can work for Condé Nast or a big magazine. It's not like that anymore. For me, it's quite good because I love to give young talent the opportunity to work for Glamour magazine.
So you think that social media and this whole digital revolution has actually opened up more opportunities for young photographers?
Definitely. Mm. Absolutely.
And when you choose the photographers, how free are you in your decision making? Is there a whole editorial team that has to agree, or is it just your own personal choice?
No, actually, I'm very free. My chief editor, Andrea, trusts me very much. She keeps always telling me, Dominik, actually, that's the reason why I'm hired. that's why I hired you, which is good for me because she knows I have a quite modern taste, and this was actually why she called me 4 years ago. Hey, Dominic, my bookings director, she's leaving after 15 years to the Bahamas. Lucky her, actually. She's not in Bahamas surfing or something doing like that.
We're all jealous.
Exactly, very jealous. And yeah, she was asking me if I was keen to do it for Glamour magazine, and I was like, yeah, give it a try. I had a look into it when I was flying to Munich, and I was like, ooh, well, the magazine has potential. I love the fashion shootings inside, but the cover outside, I mean, they bought the covers apparently, and it was like, I didn't like it because the covers look quite cheap though, but inside the magazine, even the fashion and beauty stores, they were really, really high class and super produced and with good teams and stuff. And I was like, yeah, give it a try actually to change the reputation of the magazine a bit.
And do you think you succeeded with this? Is it now that you also do the cover shoots and they're not bought anymore?
Yes, this is something I'm really proud of it because we changed the cover policy. It took me ages to change the cover policy. And I was keep telling Andrea, my chief editor, all the time, please, 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 let's do like a different cover, just give it a try. And it was good actually. She was, yeah, we should try that, Dominic. And we tried it, and look, it was good actually. It sold very well.
Well, congrats on that. That's really cool.
Thanks so much.
I could imagine it's also interesting for a photographer when he knows I will shoot the cover. That's something you probably tell them before, no?
Oh, definitely, Sarah. This is actually another reason why I was telling her, like Andrea, my chief editor, we should do that because we could get different teams, better teams, even better photographers, better hair and makeup teams, better stylists. We are doing many, many, many cover shootings with cool photographers, cool upcoming photographers. One of my absolutely favorites is Vitaly Gelbich, actually. He's super upcoming, and he did, I think, 10 or 12 covers in a row for us. And you can see, in my office, I have a wall, and they are all 12 Glamour magazines from Vitaly. The good thing if you do your own covers, you have one visual language, which separates us very much from the competitors.
What do you expect from a photographer on set? What will make you want to work with him or her again?
I love this question. actually, I could answer this question quite quick. Professionalism. But I like when photographers are well prepared and know what they are doing. Also, a super important thing for me is having a good vibe during the shooting. And yes, the photographer is also in charge for creating a good vibe on set. You only get the best results if you have a happy team on set. If you don't have a good vibe on set, you immediately can tell on the images, definitely.
How do you find out if you will have a vibe?
I mean, I'm always on set, so sometimes for me it's always a bit like acting and being the clown on set and stuff, because it's always like if you have a bad vibe on set, and sometimes people don't get along well, or the photographer never met the model or the stylist and stuff. And it's always hard for us to work with someone if you never met them before. So for me, it's also quite important that we always have like a PPM or like a dinner all together if we have the chance.
And have you had occasions where it really didn't go well, where people didn't get along, and you just thought, I'm never working with this one again? Have there been deal breakers? And if yes, how do you deal with that?
There are always some situations where you have not the best vibes on set. But this is not for me a deal breaker, to be honest. It can happen, and you have to be professional in this case. But I had two times the feeling, okay, this is a photographer I never want to work with him again or her. A deal breaker for me is definitely having attitude. I mean, having attitudes is super 2000, or not even 2000, it's very 80s actually. Yeah, and I think everyone understands what I'm talking about. I don't think I have to explain that quite much. But attitudes is super last season. I don't like that at all. I mean, there's so many good photographers out there who are friendly, nice, and professional. So no need to work with photographers who have attitudes. It's no need for me.
Makes total sense. Actually, yes. in every industry.
Yes, definitely. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So if I understood correctly, you're also responsible for choosing the stylist. What makes a good stylist? And can any photographer work with any stylist? Can this be a tricky combo? How do you arrange that?
Yes, I'm also in charge choosing the stylist. And I think stylist is, after the photographer, probably the most important person on set, together with the model. If you don't have a good stylist on set, you don't have good fashion on set. So it doesn't make sense to make a fashion shooting. And a good stylist for me is also when they are working super close with the photographer together and they are trying together to achieve the best result or to realize the mood boards we are doing before the shooting takes place. Also when the stylist and the photographer used to work together. But I have to say, Sarah, honestly, sometimes new cool ideas also show up when the team never worked together before, because you have different meanings and different ideas. And this is something I also like, but it can be risky. So I'm always more a friend of when they used to work together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where does the original idea for the shoot come from? Is this an editorial decision that there's a general direction the whole team, including the photographer and the stylist, should go into? Does the photographer suggest something for the shoot? How does that work, actually?
I mean, the fashion week tells us what's the new hottest shit for the next season. Especially, I mean, the last season there were beige was a big thing. So of course, all the magazines do a story with beige. But for me, it's always super important that I'm not doing the mood boards or the realizations. I really like it when the photographer does it first. And then they create together with the stylist a new idea, or they make a new mood board. But the first direction, for me, it has to come from the photographer, definitely. Because I book a photographer because getting his new ideas, and because I love his picture language or image language. And that's why I'm choosing a photographer. And for me, it's super important to give them space.
What are the parameters that he knows before? Does he just know, eight pages, it needs to be summary, or I don't know. What kind of information does he work with?
Well, the most important information is it only a cover shooting, or is it a cover shooting together with a fashion story inside or a beauty story inside? And then it's quite important to let them know how many pages they're going to shoot, because maximum, from my point of view, you can do 10 to 12 pages a day. And if it's more than 10 to 12 pages plus cover, you definitely have to book 2 days, because otherwise it's too rushy and everything gets messy. So that's quite important. And a really big thing is, of course, where does the shooting take place? Is this a shoot? Is it a studio? Is it on location? Is it in New York, Paris, or even Munich? And super important is, of course, the budget. That's always a big thing, for sure, because, the lucky thing is Condé Nast has some budget still, which is good for editorials. It's not like an advertising job. You don't earn a lot of money, but at least you don't have to pay for your own editorials. And sometimes we all know that with independent magazines, you don't have any budget. So the good thing about Glamour magazine is it runs 50,000 copies in Germany and whole Europe, which is quite a lot. So the reputation for the photographer is quite big after they did an editorial for us.
And you mentioned the decision to shoot inside or outside. Is that something that's totally up to the photographer himself?
No, it's together actually with the stylist, and it's also depending on the weather situation, of course. So the funny thing is, in fashion industry, you have to shoot the summer collection in winter and the other way around, which doesn't make things easier. So sometimes we have to shoot the winter collection in Los Angeles or something. I mean, easier is to shoot in a studio, that for sure. From my point of view, I think it's the cherry on the cake if you do a shooting on location.
Makes sense. Is there a shoot that you're particularly proud of?
I think last week I did a beauty shooting. It was like a main beauty shooting. It was 6 to 8 pages plus digital cover. It's not a print cover. This is something you have to mention as well. There's a difference between digital cover apparently and a print cover. The funny thing is, we did that not with a girl or something. We did it with a boy. And it was more or less like a celebrity. His name is Bill Kaulitz, and he was in a super, super famous boy band named Tokyo Hotel. They were super famous in Germany and was a big fan, apparently. For me, he's like an icon, actually, because everyone loves his look. He's good looking. Of course, he's a boy, but he's not genderless, but he loves makeup. He's always having his nail done and everything, and sometimes he's walking in high heels and stuff. So and I was thinking, for Glamour, it could be cool thinking a bit more diverse, because I think the whole world is changing now. And the funny thing is, Sarah, the photographer I was choosing for this stuff, he used to work with him before, and this is something, when you work with celebrities, it's quite important that you know with whom they like to work or not, actually. And this was like super easy to get Bill, but I think it was all about the team.
Fashion is also often described as an ego business, where everyone is in it for themselves and they want to advance their personal brand. And often it's about the names. He shot this campaign and he did the styling, or she. How do you feel about that? Is that something you struggle with at times?
I absolutely do. Yes, absolutely. Sometimes it's all about name dropping. I mean, as I said before, if you offer a photographer a cover, that they're going crazy. They want people to work like, I mean, name it, Anya Rubik or something. I mean, you have to know your business. For sure, Anya Rubik, I love her. She's one of my favorite models. But honestly, if I would request Anya Rubik, the agency would tell me, okay, Dominic, you are totally out of control. I mean, but I think it's always good to have a good mix between new talents, new faces, and established models. Well, look, Sarah, if we shoot a 36 pages main fashion single girl story, it's super important to have an established model on set who knows exactly how to pose, how to react, to give us different faces, because nothing is more boring than having a 36 pages fashion story and everything. I mean, in every single picture, the girl looks the same. But I'm a big, big fan for new faces and new talents. I love that. I mean, give them a platform. They all need a platform.
That brings me to another question. You also work as a freelance casting director, if I'm correct. How do you find these faces? How do you know this is a face? Do you just, I don't know, walk on the street and look at people, or how does that work?
It's actually depending. Sometimes you have clients, they just want like set card casting, and this is quite, easy. My experience is the clients getting bored as well if they just see typical pretty faces. They want to see more characters, and this is something, of course, in London you have many, many, many character agencies. In Germany we have like 2 to 3, not so many. And if if they don't have travel budget or something, the clients, of course I have to go outside into the streets and make my own street casting or something. A really good platform for making castings is Instagram, actually. And yeah, and if I put my casting request out in my story, hey, I need one boy or one girl, more like a character, please DM me and stuff, and I get so many cool faces, you have no idea. It's crazy, and it's good.
You don't even have to go outside. That's easy.
If it's raining, I decide no. And if the sun is shining, yes, sure, I'm up for street casting.
Actually, I'm wondering then, have you also found photographers through Instagram? Is that where you also check out their portfolios?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Definitely. I love Instagram. I mean, Instagram is the new... I mean, I know so many photographers who don't even have a webpage. They just represent themselves on Instagram. And this is something I really like. And yes, I discover, I mean, every single day, a good photographer on Instagram or even on Pinterest or, yeah, definitely.
So that's maybe one of the biggest advice you can actually give.
Yes.
Make an Instagram profile.
Oh, yes. If you totally. Even for models, they asked me, yeah, do you think it's good for me creating an Instagram account? I was like, yes, you have to actually. That's the first thing we all gonna watch out. Your Instagram account, even if you're a model, even if you're a photographer, stylist, hair, makeup, represent yourself on Instagram, because sometimes I'm not so sure, okay, I never spoke to this photographer or never spoke to this model. I have no idea. Is she a cool person? If she's not a cool person? And in my opinion, you can tell from your Instagram a little bit how you are. Does it make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Do you have any other advice for future fashion photographers that want to be in Glamour magazine or other magazines in the future?
Yes. I mean, it sounds super, super old school, actually, but I love newsletters, actually, which, I mean, this is something, it's quite easy to find out which email address I have or something, or just give me a call or just call Condé Nast, hey, what's the contact person for the bookings or who's in charge for the bookings at Condé Nast for Glamour. That's quite easy. And if you find out the email addresses, just send us your newsletter, newest work. This is super good because, as I said before, there are so many photographers outside who are really good. But it's a little bit too much to say, but you have to raise your voices. I mean, show us your work and be proud of what you're doing. And don't be afraid to send us an email. For me especially, I answer every single email, definitely, because I personally find it quite rude if someone takes the time sending me an email and creating a PDF or something and then just not answering or not replying. Is for me, I don't like it, actually.
That's good to know, because I think many will think it just ends up in the spam folder anyway. So good to know. Do send your emails, photographers.
Yeah, that's true, Sarah, actually. The same with the ghosties for models, because, and if you're in Munich, I'm super happy to see the girls and the boys. It happened quite often that I saw a girl at Condé Nast. She came for a ghostie, and then I was like, okay, you know, her set card is not so strong on her webpage. And then she came around and she was the coolest girl on earth, actually. She was so good. We had such a good chat and stuff. We really was so nice. And then I booked her straight away for a money job. And this is something, yeah, it could happen to everybody, even to photographers. Just step in, say, hello, is Dominic there? And then, yeah, if I'm there, I'm coming up. Have a look into your webpage. Another good advice. I don't like if someone comes in, like a photographer, especially photographers, if they don't have a printed book. I don't like that at all. I want to see how is the retouching. And I cannot tell from an iPad, because everything looks the same.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Good advice. Well, you're in the middle of fashion photography. So what's your opinion on the current state of it in general?
Oh, that's a tough question, actually. I think the current state of fashion photography is changing a lot. 3 to 4 years ago, the photography was super edgy, flashy, and it was so cool to have less makeup and very messy hair and no styling at all. And now, in my opinion, I think everything is getting more well done, prettier, more hair, more makeup, and more styling. I think we are back on this point when fashion tells us a story.
Do the photographers have an influence on this?
Yes, I think so. I mean, the Jürgen Teller thing is still ongoing. Everyone loves him and everyone loves this look. And I do as well. But even Jürgen Teller, I mean, he has such a strong team behind his back and stuff, and everything is well organized, and it's not like he's just going onto the street and makes a flashy picture. And I think so. The other photographers, I mean, it's either or. You are either Jürgen Teller-ish, or you are more like the photographer who keeps an eye on hair and makeup, who's more like on the classy side and not on the edgy side.
There is, you see, this trend is happening now. With Glamour magazine, do you have to embrace this trend, or can you go against the trend?
Yes, for sure. I could go against the trend. I mean, I did a beauty shooting with Bill Kaulitz. I think this is against the trend already. And I think it's our responsibility to show our young readers what kind of trend is it at the moment. And for me, it's the whole thing. You just cannot tell them it's denim. It's a trendy thing. It's also the way you show them how to style denim, how is the photography, how is the whole story. For me, it's super important to show our readers, okay, we are a trendy magazine and we know what's going on out there.
So do you think that's important for a photographer as well, that they know the current trends and that they can respond to them?
Yes, definitely. If I want a specific photographer, I want to book him because I like his visual stuff and I like his image and something like that, and I like his visual language. This is probably the most important thing for me. I would never try to change them. This is the worst you can do. And yes, and if I think, okay, this photographer is actually not as trendy as I want to, I apparently would not booking for this time, but I mean, everything is coming back, so yeah.
Yeah, it all goes in cycles, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's fashion. The one thing I've learned about fashion, I would never throw anything away. All the time, because I'm always buying the shit and then I throw it away and then I have to buy it again. So yeah, just keep it.
Yeah, I wish we would have done this podcast earlier, because I just emptied my closet and half of it is now gone. Yeah, and then we're already at my last question. Since you started your job, are there any major things that you would say have changed in your work or in the business?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's more space for young talents, more diversity, and of course more curvy models, which I really, really like and appreciate. We should never stop to think in every direction. We should keep going, actually. And I think there's space for everybody.
I think those are some really great last words. Thank you, Dominik. It was really nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Sarah. It was so much fun. And thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dominik. And yeah, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Visit us on preview.com and on Instagram. You can find all the links in the podcast description.